The Horsa gliders. During World War II, thousands of gliders were used by both the Germans and the Allies to transport troops and equipment. The glider's purpose was to carry a corps of airborne soldiers or heavy equipment to one place and to prevent the parachutists from being dispersed by the wind. The Horsa was made up of 30 separate pieces, mostly made of wood only 3 millimeters thick. As a result, it was built by furniture makers. The fuselage had a cylindrical central section with a monocoque structure, on which was bolted at the front a short side-by-side two-seater cockpit. At the rear, a conical monocoque structure supported the tail assembly, helped stabilize the glider. The parts were then assembled by 41 maintenance units from the Royal Air Force Group. By distributing production among various companies scattered across England, the risk of losses in the event of bombings was limited. The use of non-strategic materials such as wood was imperative given the consumable nature of this type of device. Indeed, once landed, the glider was no longer useful. The wood was often used as firewood. The Horsa was produced in three versions: the Mark I, which was loaded through a port door ramp and could carry 28 fully equipped soldiers. The Mark II had a hinged nose and could carry vehicles, anti-tank guns, weapons and ammunition. For a quick exit, the rear fuselage could be quickly removed. The gliders, having neither defensive armament nor an engine, were towed by bombers or tug planes of the Stirling, Halifax, Albemarle, Whitley or Dakota type, using a harness attached to both wings. They were usually accompanied by squadrons for protection. Detached a few kilometres from their final destination, they hovered in the air toward their target. Six Horsa gliders carried the troops that led the attacks against the Orne bridges, called Horsa Bridge, and the Caen Canal's Pegasus Bridge. Hundreds of these gliders transported the men and equipment of the 6th Airborne Division. The Horsa would be used on numerous occasions, from its first use in Norway in 1942 to its massive deployment during the Normandy landings in June 1944. In 1943, during the invasion of Sicily, in August 1944, during the invasion of southern France, in Arnhem in the Netherlands, in September of the same year, or in March 1945 during the crossing of the Rhine. On June 5th, 2004, as part of the commemoration of the 60th anniversary of D-Day, Prince Charles unveiled a replica of the Horsa at the site of the first operational theatre of D-Day at the Pegasus Bridge Memorial.